website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
91 FM, The Truth. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board and join the dialogue and the discussion as we face the issues. Most of the week, we've talked about Israel. We've talked about what is taking place in Israel. We've talked about Hamas, Hezbollah. And now we awaken today to find that there's major, major, major attacks coming out of the West Bank against Israel. We've just recently discovered that missiles have come out of Syria. And as a result of that, the IDF, that's the Israeli Defense Force, has had to come against some of the major airports in Syria to try to prevent further attacks. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, we're awakening today with the news media with wall-to-wall coverage about the news of the Islamic jihadists. And the Islamic jihadists today are calling for a day of rage. Now, the origin of that was not just a day of rage. They were calling for a day of jihad. Jihad means holy war, coming against everyone that's not a Muslim, everyone that's a Christian, everyone that's a Jew. And I am saddened to see what is taking place today, ladies and gentlemen. I'm looking at a headline. I'll read this article briefly, then we'll continue in our monologue. Then we're going to open our telephone lines today, invite you to call. The question is, why is Israel so hated? Why is Israel so hated? I could invert that question. Why are the Jews so hated? Why is it that we see this in the headlines today? Why is it that we've seen that for thousands of years in relationship to the hatred, the animus, the desire to annihilate the Jewish people? I believe the Bible has the answer. I believe that we need to see what the Bible, the Word of God, says. Jay Sekulow, morning newsletter, says the images and stories coming from Israel are too much to bear. The horror and heartbreak are so unthinkable. Hamas has unleashed unspeakable evil on innocent Israeli citizens. The slaughter and devastation are the worst in 50 years. Thousands of jihadist rockets raining down. More Jews killed in a single day than at any time since the Holocaust. Women and children taken hostage by the terrorists who will not hesitate to use them as human shields. And he goes on and on and on. Ladies and gentlemen, it deserves our prayer. But I want you to stay tuned today for the broadcast. Join in the dialogue and discussion. Why do you think Israel is hated? Why are the Jews so hated? Who originated that? Where did it come from? I have Dr. Glenn Davis with me today. Dr. Davis and I will be talking about it from a central biblicist worldview. What does the Bible say? How should we respond to it based on what the Bible tells us about? And as we look at the issues each and every day, we remind you that we need to go back to the truth book. We need to have a central biblicist worldview. What does the Bible say? In John 8:31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." Further in John 17:17, a declaratory statement is made. Thy word is truth. Psalms 117, verse 2 says, the truth of the Lord endures forever. So may I remind you that when it comes to truth, it's the truth of the Word of God that endures forever. It's not truth that you find on the Communist Network News. It's not the truth as it is called on CBS and NBC and ABC and MSNBC or any of the other news outlets that have a bias with what they say. By the way, just a little pet peeve of mine. Tell me the news. Just tell me what's happening. Don't give me your, view of it. Don't tell me what you think it is. Just tell me what is happening. That's all I want for news. Let me filter it. Let me, as they call it, break it down and decide what it's saying. Don't try to break it down for me and feed it in the little tidbits as you want it to be fed. Just let me know the news. That's just my little, angst as I see the news, listen to the news each and every day. But it gets back to truth. It was the secularist George Orwell, 1947, 48, and 49. He wrote become known as a dystopian novel. The novel was entitled 1984. And in that novel, dystopian novel, George Orwell, the secularist, said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. And we find that to be factual today. There are those today that cannot tolerate truth, cannot stand truth, reject truth. And we find that being very evident on university campuses today, for example. Harvard University, all 34, 35 departments with the, the atheist, Marxist, communist, socialist professors that are brainwashed. The students have come out openly, and finally what used to be a prestigious university, what at one time was a Bible college university teaching men to study and proclaim the truth of the Word of God. Dr. Harvard would be turning over in his grave today to know what's happening at Harvard University, where the airheads, the young airheads out on the campus, along with Columbia University and other universities across America, openly showing anti-Semitic thoughts and attitudes toward Israel, wanting Israel to be destroyed. Some of the signs read, burn the Jews, etc., etc. The worst anti-Semitic attitude and demonstrations since the Holocaust taking place in America today in American cities. And across America, they're calling for a day of rage. A day of rage. And that day of rage is today. But ladies and gentlemen, it goes back to one survey, the recent survey, that discovered that 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines his or her own truth. And that's what we're finding today. That's the rationale, the reason that you see these airheads. By the way, these kids that moms and dads spend hundreds of thousands of dollars for a piece of paper to hang on the wall says, graduate of Harvard University or Columbia University, Brown University, or whatever the university may be. Most of the credentials are not worth the paper it's written on, because they're getting credentials in studies that have no significance and no value in the marketplace. By the way, that which is taking place on Harvard campus, I find it fascinating. I'd never seen it before. There's a news article online, and I did not print it, but there's a large truck, and the whole side of the truck is a television screen, a large jumbo screen. And on that jumbo screen, he's parked out in front of Harvard University campus, and he's showing the pictures, the identification, and the names of the students that's standing in alliance with the Islamic jihadist and against Israel. Now, how he gathered that information, I don't know. And as a result of that now, Harvard is all upset that that ought not to be happening. It shouldn't be happening. Shouldn't be taking place. So the students now, when their names come up on the screen, their photograph comes up on the screen, they're now demanding that their name be taken off the list of those that are standing with the jihadist and against Israel. All of a sudden, they have a change of heart and a change of mind. I told my wife this morning, I said, you know the problem with that? Because these kids realize that mom and dad's going to find that their little idiot son or daughter in school is standing against Israel, and they're not going to like it. That's the whole bottom line. But ladies and gentlemen, we need to go back to truth. It's the centrality of what the Word of God says. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that made a powerful statement. He says, faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's my challenge now. We need to understand what is truth, what's really happening in Israel, who's really behind Hamas, who's really behind Hezbollah. Who is it that's behind the movement to eradicate the Jews? Who is it that is behind the scenes, that is the unseen personage that wants to destroy, eradicate, annihilate all Jewish people? We're going to talk about that during the course of this broadcast today. Let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for the individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of home auto brands with Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. Tools for Time staff can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291, 11291, Old St. Augustine Road, right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old St. Augustine Road. There's an identifier, a benchmark, makes it easy to find Tools for Time. There's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24/7. Based on that flagpole, you find the home of Tools for Time. But ladies and gentlemen, wait, wait, wait. There's some good, good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of the staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. You're invited to drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. Let me remind you again. The Islamic jihadists have announced a fatwa. That's what it is officially called in the jihadist terminology. A fatwa. That is a death warrant. That is asking people around the globe to come out in the day of rage, the day of jihad, calling it the day of jihad or day of rage, whichever one you want to call it, where the Arab Islamic jihadists are to rise up and come against all Jewish people around the world. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, when you study the Quran, and we, if time allows, we'll look at some of the surahs, that's spelled S-U-R-A-H. They call them surahs. We call them chapters. But in the surahs, in the Noble Quran, which is the purest version of the Quran, as far as the Arabic jihadist scholars call it, it has the blue seals in the front of it from the University of Medina, which puts the stamp of approval on it. And in that, jihad is not talking about some internal struggle, as Parvez Ahmed, which is the head of the Human Rights Commission here in Jacksonville. He is a jihadist hiding behind the screen of heading up the Human Rights Commission, but he claims that jihad simply means an inner struggle. That is not so, ladies and gentlemen. I can prove it to you in the Quran. In the Quran, in the footnotes, the study notes for the Islamic jihadist scholars, it says that jihad is to kill. It is war against all non-believers, non-Muslims, that is Christians and Jews. And ladies and gentlemen, the fatwa, the day of rage, the jihadists are calling now today to be the day of rage around the world. And there are cities that across America that's on, some of them on almost lockdown. City of New York has already ordered all law enforcement to come in full uniform, ready to protect the citizens. Across America, Jewish synagogues having to put on some type of security to protect the Jewish people in their worship on Friday and Saturday. And yet today, the day of rage, I urge us to understand what's happening. I'm looking at the headline. At least 11 Americans killed in the Hamas terror attack. Iranian-backed militia threatens to strike U.S. targets as Americans carry out American carrier is in the Mediterranean Sea. I'm looking at another headline. Hamas is ISIS. Here's how we know. And it goes into details about it. But one of the major, major headlines, ladies and gentlemen, U.S. cities tighten security for day of rage as experts warn Hamas-like terror attacks may head to the West. Anti-Israel protesters chanted hate to America and its closest Mideast ally from Iran and Yemen to Europe while Palestinians set fire to tires in the West Bank. From synagogues to shopping centers, shopping malls, cities across America heighten security on Friday the 13th as Palestinian leaders declare a day of rage to protest Israel's counteroffensive in Gaza, while security experts warn the Iranian-inspired Hamas-like terror could soon migrate to all of the West. In the article, it further states, they call Israel the little Satan. They call us, the America, the great Satan. He added during an interview on the John Solomon Report podcast, quote, it may happen this weekend, but it's coming. I mean, I think we'll have to watch and be careful of the attacks inside the Arab world. I think the situation for Americans in the immediate neighborhood of these attacks is very, very dangerous. Security officials across America were acting accordingly. New York City, Kathy Hochul ordered increased security at synagogues across the state, while the New York Police Department canceled leave for all police officers, organized a full complement of officers. In Washington, officials from President Joe Biden to the FBI said they were implementing heightened vigilance throughout all of America. They have intelligence on specific threat reports and tactics. So, ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is we're watching the Islamic jihadist stirring up the hornet's nest on a global basis by asking for a day of rage, asking for a holy war, asking for fatwa on all non-Muslims today. So what do you say to that? What do you do with that? How do you handle it? Why is Israel so hated? Why are the Jewish people so despised? That's what we're talking about today. And I have with me Pastor Glenn Davis. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us. And I'm looking forward to our dialogue and discussion on this issue. And it's my prayer that people will listen up and that it will be a blessing and a benefit and a challenge to our listeners. So thank you for being here.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Youngblood. Do give honor to God the Father, who's the head of my life in the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to say good morning, amen, to my bride of 37 years and all the faithful listeners that are out there on today. Certainly, this has been a tragic week, you know, from many points of view.
That's right.
But yet, I want to say two things to the church, the believers, the blood-washed, born-again believers of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Two things that we ought not to do this week and any other time. First, the Bible tells us, fear not. Next, we should trust God.
That's right.
Because everything we see, Dr. Youngblood, regardless of what we are seeing on the TV screens or reading in the black and white print in our newspapers, nothing is happening beyond the control of God.
That's right.
He's still yet in control. So if there's anything that we need to know concerning the events that are happening right now, all we have to do is consult the pages of Scripture.
Amen.
And we will find out that it's been prophesied a long time ago, and it's going to come to pass.
Yes.
If you're living here on the face of this earth, the Word of God is going to be fulfilled in your lifetime. So what should we do? And I hear you say it all the time on this broadcast. Lift up our eyes to the hills.
Amen.
From which cometh our help. For our redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
All of our help must come from the Lord.
Right.
So for that reason, let's not forget to pray for the peace of Israel, like it's been commanded.
Right.
But next, let us be encouraged, because the things that are happening are letting us know that Jesus is soon to come.
Amen.
So you need to prepare yourself for that.
Right. Well, Pastor, what I've said for quite some time, perhaps you've heard me say these things, It's an exciting time to live in.
Amen.
And some might say, well, how is it exciting with all these things happening? Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the economic implosion in America. We're watching the deterioration of our sovereignty. We're watching the evaporation of anything that's called financial security in America. We're witnessing the overthrow of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. We're watching the foundations of America being destroyed. And we're watching today the hand of God, as more than any other time in the history of the world, where we see the hand of God taking place and the prophetic eschatological scriptures leaping off the pages. We, ladies and gentlemen, you, I, and each of us that's hearing this broadcast today, we our exceptional generation.
Amen.
That we're able to witness what God is doing. And listen, pastors, preachers, teachers, Christians, for thousands of years, talking about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, talking about the things that God is doing. But we are the generation that's watching and witnessing it leaping off the pages of the Word of God.
Amen.
So, Pastor, I get excited about that.
Me too. And then, Dr. Youngblood, another thing, you know, we should, I mean, as Americans today, we cannot afford to slack around and not secure our borders.
That's right.
And then have people in office that not protecting the best interests of America.
Mm-hmm.
These are the times when we see these things rising up like this, and they're talking about jihad, and let's make sure we understand this is not a joke.
That's right.
Ever since 9/11, we should have been on high alert.
Absolutely.
We should not, even the smallest, I mean, you know, some people think, you know, when you just hear just sometimes hearsay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, sometimes we take it for hearsay that they write it off as nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But everything means something to these people.
That's right.
Whether they say something small or whether they say something great, whether they intend to hurt a small group of people or a large group of people, mm-hmm. we should not take this thing lightly.
That's right.
So it's time for us to be on high alert about this thing because there's so many innocent lives at stake.
That's right.
And just as I said on a few days ago on the broadcast, or when I called in,
yeah.
I found out that there's a terrorist cell 30 miles down the road from where I live in Folkestone, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
which I was kind of told, I still don't know this. Maybe I need to ask some law enforcement on that end to make sure that they know. But I was told that they are aware that that cell is there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's 30 minutes away from me, and that's 1 hour away from Jacksonville. But who knows how many more other cells are in the area that these people might join forces with and try to do us all harm.
Well, Pastor, you mentioned that. I don't know whether there are more or less today, but go back 2005, 6, 7, 8, and 9. One of the major cells in the Southeast was down in Tampa, Florida. And the FBI and all of the law enforcement agencies knew that, and they were, quote, watching it, but nothing has been done. The mindset in America is that there's the freedom of speech, the freedom of gathering, et cetera, the freedom of assembly. So therefore, we're not going to bother them until they bother us. We need to understand it's a cancer that's already within our borders. We already have the jihadists in America with the between 7 and 8 million illegals that have come in across our southern border. Read an article the other day telling us how many has come in from each part of the world that's come into America. And we have an overwhelming major number that's coming into America from the nations and the regions that hate America and nothing being done. In fact, the thing that shocked me, Pastor, was when I discovered that all of these that are coming in, they're being given a court date.
My
and
God.
The court dates are as much as 10 years out before they appear in court and give justification and reasoning why they're here.
And that's being paid for with American tax dollars.
Tax dollars being
so,
paid for.
I mean, why would we afford them that?
It's undermining.
But they want to kill us.
Yeah, it's undermining the very foundation of our great nation. So we're asking today, why is Israel so hated? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at the thought today and considering some of the rationale, some of the reasoning of what is taking place. The call for conflict and harm is being carried out today. It's not only against America. It's not only against Israel. It's around the world. And today Israel is facing not just Hamas, not just Hezbollah and the enemies of Israel on the West Bank, but literally Israel is now surrounded by the Jew-hating Islamic jihadists. Now, I don't know if you watched any of the news, ladies and gentlemen, with the great hordes of people in Yemen, the huge numbers of people in all parts of Israel and around the globe that's gathered together in unity against Israel. Now, you have to ask the question, What is the motivation? How can that many people be in a unified position of standing against Israel? The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, and that's where we're going in this broadcast today, it emanates from Satan himself. And from the beginning of time,
Amen.
Satan has been against the Jewish people. We're going to talk about some of the nuances of that and why that is true and how you can find it to be validatable in the Scripture. I believe I have Jim on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please. Jim, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning, Brother
Jim. I pray
Jim.
That you are.
Yeah, jihad, when called for by the Quran there, comes in multiple forms. I can't remember the name of each form, but basically it breaks down to those who fight, the actual point of the spear, those who make the spears, those who give money, those who give prayer, and those that give material support. And the Quran calls for all believers to support jihad with all of their capabilities. So you're going to have weapons makers, money makers, prayer for the jihadist. And a fatwa is nothing more than an edict. And if you've read any of these fatwas that have been issued, I mean, even in just since the year 2000, it's absolutely ridiculous what they justify within the Quran. And that includes things up to and including female sex slaves, pedophilia, the taking of wealth from others, and killing. So it's a cult. It's not a religion, in my opinion.
Well, I'm looking at Surah chapter 2. It's Surah 2, 190. And the scripture says, "And fight in the way of Allah." I'm looking at the Noble Quran. "And fight in the way of Allah, those who fight you, but transgress not." Let me turn over. It's left to right, or right to left. "Turn over not the limits. Truly, Allah likes not the transgressors." This verse or surah says, this verse is the first one that revealed the connection with jihad, but it was supplemented by Surah 936. Footnote for the Islamic scholars. The Noble Quran, for those that are listening, and Jim, you can comment, the Noble Quran is like taking a American King James Study Bible. It has the footnotes giving you information, giving the Islamic scholars what the surahs mean and how they're to be applied. And in Surah 2, 190, says, "All jihad, holy fighting in Allah's cause with full force and numbers, with all weapons, is given the utmost importance in Islam and is one of the pillars on which it stands. By jihad, Islam is established. By jihad, Allah is made superior. His word means Allah, to fight against them. Allah, Allah Akbar, that is, Allah is the greatest." Further in this article it states, or in the footnotes now, "Jihad is obligatory and it's the duty of all Muslims, and who tries to escape from this duty or does not in his innermost heart wish to fulfill this duty dies with one of the qualities as a hypocrite. O Allah's messenger, what is the best deed?" He replied, "To offer to Sadat, that is prayers, at their early fixed stated time." I asked, "What is the next goodness?" He replied, "To be a good and dutiful Allah, and to be a good and dutiful Muslim, that is, to carry out the principles on Allah's cause," end quote. And I could go on and on and on, Jim, but the bottom line is, in the Quran, it is very, very clear that jihad is to slay, to destroy, to kill every non-Christian and all Jews. And that's what they put out today, the fatwa. Your thoughts on that?
Well, there's nothing that you stated in there that I disagree with. I just simply pointed out that there's different levels of jihad, but the primary level and the highest calling is the actual fighter. But you do need beans and bullets to be a fighter, so it's written in there, and there's actually a name for each one of those individuals.
That's right. Absolutely.
I can't recall.
And Jim, what I tell people, and we'll, our time, we had a hard break now for our news, but what I tell people Christians in particular, we need to be prayed up, planned up, and prepared. And part of the preparation is to make sure we have the proper self-defense, that we not only look over our shoulders, but we realize our setting and what's happening. Hang in there, ladies and gentlemen. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back right after the news.
It's the issues with Dr.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden preparing to ask Congress for a huge spending package for Israel and Ukraine, labeled an urgent budget request, expected to total roughly $100 billion. He's not throwing in the towel. Congressman Jim Jordan says he's still in the running for the House Speaker's job, despite failing to win the post in votes earlier in the week. The Ohio Republican says the House must get back to work as soon as possible, and Jordan hopes to win the Speaker's gavel soon, perhaps as soon as later today. Court records show that the Maryland judge who was shot to death at his home in Hagerstown, Maryland, had presided over the divorce case of a man who's now been named as a person of interest in the case. 52-year-old Judge Andrew Wilkinson was found in his driveway last evening. He died in the hospital. On Wall Street, the Dow down 173. This is SRN News.
Do you have earned college credits but no diploma? Would you like to finish your certified degree program? Conservative Theological University can help. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE to schedule your interview appointment. Please leave your contact information for the admission staff to reach out to you. Today's the day. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now, let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here today with Dr. Glenn Davis, pastor out of Folkston, Georgia. We're talking about the question, why is Israel so hated? And I want to give you a little setting before we go back to Jim. We were talking with Jim just before the news break. We'll go back to Jim in just a moment. But the scene that we're seeing today, Pastor, what we're seeing today taking place in real time takes me back to the little book of Esther. In the book of Esther, ladies and gentlemen, you find where Queen Esther and King Ahasuerus, and you had another player in the picture. In fact, you can go back to Esther and look at verse chapter 3 and following, primarily chapters 6, 7, and 8 for what I'm talking about now. But Haman hated Mordecai. Mordecai was Queen Esther's uncle, and he was a Jew. Esther was a Jewish, but Haman hated the Jews. He hated Mordecai. Mordecai would not bow down to him when he'd come riding through the gates of the city. Mordecai would not bend and bow when Haman was present. And as a result of that, he hated him. And so he manipulated the king to sign a decree. And the decree said that on a certain date at a certain time, all Jews in the land would be slain. when Esther made that known at by having a party for the king and invited Haman to come, the king discovered that he'd been manipulated and lied to. He signed another decree, and that new decree said, and it went out to 128 provinces by donkey back, if you will, in that day, went out to all of the provinces in that entire area, that said to the Jews, when they come to kill you, rise up and kill them first. By the way, it's a good proof text for self-defense given and authoritatively given by God himself. But that's what it reminds me of when we see what's happening today. It reminds me of the fact that here's Haman that hated Mordecai, that has hated the Jews, and as a result of that, tried to have the Jews eradicated. But it was Haman himself that wound up being hung on the gallows by the king as a result of his devious act, and was motivated, manipulated by Satan himself. And that's the bottom line of what we see taking place today. It's not happenstance. It's not just because of Hezbollah. It's not just because of the West Bank. It's not just because of the so-called Palestinians. It's not just because of the land that they claim that belongs to them and doesn't belong to the Jews. The bottom line is, ladies and gentlemen, it is a demonic delusion. The bottom line is Satan himself hates the Jewish people. And we're going to talk about on this broadcast why Satan hates the Jewish people so much. Jim, what's your take on my statements?
My take on it is it didn't work out too well for Haman, and there's also other examples there, the king of Egypt, and let's not forget Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego as well with the fire. So it's one thing that I've learned from the Bible is you really don't want to kind of mess around with the Jewish apple of God's eye there. You better best off just giving them blessings there, and in return, you'll be blessed. So
absolutely,
I'm gonna leave it at that one.
That's the promise of the Scripture, that if we bless Israel, we'll be blessed of God. And I don't know of anything that I could say that's any more powerful than that, that we need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We need to bless Israel, and God will bless every nation, every person that blesses Israel, the Jewish people, the apple of God's eye. Jim, what do you think what would be your advice to our listeners today, it being the day of rage, it being the jihadist call for jihad against all Jews and against all Christians? In fact, I'm looking at a headline that says, the real plan of Hamas, kill every Jew and every Christian on the face of the earth. Those are the words from Franklin Graham. So what would your advice be from your personal position today for every listener?
Pray. Pray that you live your life in safety and peace. Pray for the peace of Israel and Jerusalem. Pray that these atrocities don't come to America. Pray for our leadership, for their strength and mental clarity in making decisions that benefit the nation instead of benefiting their pocketbooks. There's just a whole list of things you could pray for, but definitely prayer.
Absolutely. Prayer is the priority thing that we need to look at. And it's my prayer that this fake president, Joe Biden, which is a shell of a man, he's come out publicly and he was reading his notes pretty well when he gave a pretty stern speech we need to stand with Israel. And his statement is that America is going to stand with Israel, etc. And I pray that that does not bend or change. I pray that that's real, because the safety and protection and preservation by the hand of God for the United States of America, I believe, is totally predicated at this moment on whether or not we stand with the apple of God's eye, the Jewish people. Jim, brother, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for, some of them call it putting in your 2 cents worth. I like your 5 cents worth, but thank you so much for joining us today. And keep praying, keep looking up, and be safe today. God bless you. I believe we have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go with your question or comment, please.
Yes. How are you doing, Brother John Bud?
I'm doing well. I pray that you are.
Yes, sir. And you have a blessed weekend. But I keep saying, it's just not Joe Biden. It's his puppet masters. They're trying to keep Ukraine because that's their money laundering system.
Mm-hmm.
And if Putin get in there and he find all the evidence, Joe Biden will be prosecuted, hopefully. And it's a shame. But he's talking about standing by Israel? No. And you giving, I think it's like $1,500 to all the illegal aliens and try to give them a voting card, well, you know, make them citizens. And I know I've heard a report about, well, the blue states, the kids that are going in there, they have different diseases and stuff, but you make us get shots. We get shots, but they don't get shots. They just come over. And I think that's pathetic.
Well, Kenneth, you're exactly right. In fact, there's a major outbreak of tuberculosis, TB, in New York right today as a result of these coming across our borders that's not been medically treated for anything, basically. And yet, Kenneth, one of the bottom lines that I take that is so frightening, not frightening that I'm shaking from it, but frightening from the standpoint of the security of America, when you look at the nations that we have people coming in. We have people coming in from China. We have people coming in from Cuba. We have people coming in from Afghanistan. We have people coming in from every nation that hates America. Why are they coming? And 82% of those coming in are single men that are working age and military capability that's coming into our borders. So what we're seeing taking place today with the infiltration of the jihadists in Israel, we're watching the preparation, the stage being set, in my most humble opinion, for the same thing to take place in the United States of America. And I believe Joe Biden and his puppet masters know that, and the design purpose is to undermine, tear down, and destroy the foundation of America. So, Kenneth, just as Jim said a moment ago, we need to pray, pray, and pray, and pray some more. And I add to that, we need to pray, we need to plan, we need to prepare. And the planning is, you get back to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13, we need to put on the whole armor of God, and having done all, stand. That means we don't bow, we don't bend, we don't run, we don't sit and hide. We take a stand and face the enemy. And I believe that's what God would have every child of God to do. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much. We need to keep looking up, but be safe, be careful. And as I have said several times in the past 24 hours, stay out of major, major, major areas where you've got tons of people. I would not go to the mall today if I didn't have food to eat. I would not go downtown in any gathering today if my life depended on it. Would not go to a movie theater, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Be safe, be prepared, and yet at the same time, not be frightened. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God's not given us a spirit of fear. May I say to you and to each of our listeners, we need to stand without being fearful and understand that God's still on the throne, that God is still in charge, that God is still watching over his own. Kenneth, brother, thank you so much for your call. Have a blessed day and keep looking up.
And thank you for you and Dr. Davis and Jim that was on the line. He got a lot of points over.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
Have a blessed weekend.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Pastor, how do you respond to some of the things we've talked about, some of the things that our callers have said? What are your thoughts? What is your impression? What would your advice and preparation be for those that are listening? I go back to what the scripture says, and as I said a moment ago, with what we saw in the scripture, what we understand took place with Haman that hated the Jews, God reversed it. On him. In fact, the scripture says that if you dig a hole for your enemy, somebody else, you're going to fall in it. And that's exactly what happened to Haman.
Amen. Amen. Well, Dr. Youngblood, as you've already said, I mean, we need to pray up and be prepared. Of course, that means to defend yourself as well.
That's right.
I mean, you just never know what you're going to have to face today. We can't never write anything off.
That's right.
Today as saying that won't happen in America.
Right.
Because when 9/11 happened, that proved the impossible that we thought would be impossible can happen. So we just need to prepare ourselves. But here again, we need to understand that everything we are talking about today has already been stated in Scripture. The reason why Israel is hated so much is because Jesus prophesied in Matthew chapter 24, verse 9. He said, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you,
mm-hmm.
and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake.
Mm-hmm.
Brother Mark turned around and he echoed the same thing. And he said, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. That's Mark 13:13. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved.
Right.
And then in Luke chapter 21, verses 9 through 19, I won't go there for the sake of time. But then again, all three gospel writers echoed the same prophecy
Amen.
That Jesus That's prophesied right. to put the people of that day and time on high alert that these things were going to happen to the people of God. So listen, if it happened to them back then, it's certainly going to continue to happen to us right now, all the way up until the time that Jesus comes back in the millennium to rule and reign.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go to Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 3, and
yes.
we can go on, and then we can take our next caller. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 3,
yep.
sounds like the front page of the newspaper I just read a few days ago about what Hamas was doing, how they were raping the women mm-hmm. and burning the and pillaging the city.
That's right.
All these different things that they were mm-hmm. doing. Listen to what this says. Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 3. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations as when he fought in the day of battle. Mm-hmm. Here, listen now. After all these things have happened, he came back and guaranteed that he's going to fight for you.
That's right.
So this is the reason why we need not be afraid. We need not fear. All these things are going to happen, and there's some terrible things that's happening mm-hmm. that we don't want to happen to us or to any of our people. But we must understand that Jesus has already prophesied that these things would happen, and I realize Zechariah 14 is pointing more to the millennium than it is now. But when we talk about these things and read them, it sounds like it's happening right now.
It's the stage being set. The player's being put on the chessboard, if you will,
Amen.
To take place. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at a headline. Hamas leader, terror leader, calls for Muslim uprising everywhere on Friday in the aftermath of his organization's decision to spark a regional war and easily could turn into a much larger conflagration. Hamas leader Khalid Mashal, that's M-A-S-H-A-L, Mashal, now is calling for a further uprising on Friday. In the video that's posted online by Liberty Daily, Mashal spends minutes praising the terrorist who last weekend launched a depraved attack on Israel, killing probably over 1,300 innocent civilians, including babies who were gruesomely decapitated. And he goes on to talk about there's an invitation on Friday, a flood at El-Aqsa Mosque, but they do it before Friday, after Friday, on Friday, whatever. We want to tell the Zionists with their criminal leaders, their forces, and all Americans who came to their rescue because they have double standard. They see Ukraine's fight as fair, but they do not see the battle of the Palestinians as being just. Call for all Muslims to revive our pride and dignity, to renew the pages of history. Let us make today present, Allah willing. It heralds the future of freedom and liberation and victory. And going back to a statement by Franklin Graham, the plan of Hamas is to kill every Jew and every Christian on the face of the earth. And it talks about, it says in the article, the warning comes just days after Hamas terrorists attacked innocent civilians in Israel, et cetera, et cetera. It says here, when we speak about the army of Jerusalem and the battle of the promise of the hereafter, we're talking about the liberating of our land alone. This Hamas leader says, but we believe that is what Muhammad said, and that's what we are to do.
He then goes
through the attribution of what he's saying to what Muhammad did. Let's, Jimmy, go back to the life of Muhammad. Muhammad was a demonically controlled pedophile wanted to destroy every Jew on the face of the earth, and that's what we see taking place with his the jihadists today. that's out of the family of Ishmael, the root cause, the root problem, goes back to Isaac and Ishmael. Isaac, the legitimate owner of the land, which is today's Israel, and Ishmael, the illegitimate son, and the battle between the two that we see taking place even till today. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever name you give, whatever organization, the party you want to attribute it to, whatever you want to call it, you can call it Hamas, you can call it Hezbollah, you can call it ISIS, you can call it Lebanon, Syria, Egypt, Iran, etc., etc. The bottom line is the hate for Israel, the Jewish people, the apple of God's eye, is from Satan himself. Satan hates Israel. Satan hates the Jewish people. Let me give you two or three little bullet points that I believe we need to look at and think about seriously before we take our next caller. It is from the Jewish people that we have Jesus Christ. He was born in Bethlehem. We have today Jesus as a result of the Jewish people. It is Satan, secondly, it is Satan that attempted to defeat Jesus in Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11. It's Jesus that came to fulfill all the Old Testament prophecies. It is Israel, on the Mount of Olives, where Jesus ascended back into heaven. And it is on the Mount of Olives where Jesus will return when Jesus Christ returns. Ladies and gentlemen, it is in Israel where the world's final battle will be fought, in the Valley of Megiddo, according to Joel 3, 12 through 14. It is that final ultimate cataclysmic battle, the Battle of Armageddon, and it will be in Israel where that will be fought. Remember, God promises to bless those who bless Israel and to curse those who curse Israel. I believe we have Terry on the line. Terry, go ahead with your question or comments, please.
Hi, you two. How are you today?
Good, great. I'm glad that you are.
Good. I just got me good teaching, so I forgot what I was going to ask you. But I just say hello now, and may you continue. God bless you both.
Thank you. God bless you, Terry, for tuning in. Tell everybody every day to tune in. We'd love to have them. And tell, inform those that listen. Feel free to call in. Thank you, Terry. Have a blessed day. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a few minutes left on the broadcast today. The telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. Pastor Davis, I'm looking at an article. Headline is Why Satan Believes He Must Destroy Israel and Why It Will Never Happen. I find it a fascinating article, ladies and gentlemen. It's written by a completed Jew. When I say a completed Jew, it's a Christian Jew. And he says this by way of introduction. Why does Satan believe that he must destroy Israel from the face of the earth? For thousands of years, Satan has demonstrated an intense and insatiable drive to completely eliminate the Jewish people. Up till now, he's not been able to accomplish his goal. Let's review some of the major attempts. And then he goes back in ancient history. Abraham and Ishmael with Hagar bypassing Sarah, Genesis 16, 1 and following. Pharaoh ordered all male Hebrew infants to be murdered, Exodus, the second chapter. Pharaoh attempted to destroy Israel backed up against the Red Sea, Exodus 10. Moab tried to destroy Israel and stop them from entering into Canaan, Numbers 22. The Canaanites amassed their armies to destroy the invading Israelites, Joshua 11. The surrounding nations tried to destroy Israel during the time of the Judges, Judges 16. The Assyrian army destroyed Israel and much of Judah, 2 Kings 17. The Babylonian army destroyed the temple and Jerusalem, 2 Chronicles 38. Further, he states, Haman attempted to destroy all the Jews through the Persian Empire, Esther 3 and following. The Roman army destroyed Judah and Jerusalem twice, AD 70 and AD 135, Luke 21. The Jewish people were scattered and persecuted throughout the world for over 2,500 years, Luke 21, 24. And then he goes into the events of modern day. Listen, Pastor and ladies and gentlemen, Hitler organized the Holocaust and destroyed over 6 million Jews. The Jews attempted to return to Israel against extensive international opposition. Third, Israel declared independence. 1947 was invaded by Egypt, Jordan, and Syria. Fourth, Israel was invaded in 1967, 1973, 1981, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, by surrounding neighbors. Five, Israel was disrupted by numerous intifadas from Palestinians and jihadists. 6, Hamas hurled thousands of rockets from Gaza into Israel in 2014. Today, Hamas has attempted to destroy Israel, and thousands are dead. And in the future tense, ladies and gentlemen, this writer says the Antichrist confirms a 7-year treaty with Israel, making them think he is the Messiah, Daniel 9:24. Satan is cast out of heaven in an attempt to destroy Israel in the wilderness, Revelation 12. The Antichrist demands Israel and the world to worship him, abomination of desolation, Matthew 24:15 and following. The Antichrist brings the armies of the world against Israel and Jerusalem in the Battle of Armageddon, Zechariah 12, 1, 2, and 3. Satan attempts to destroy the holy city after the millennial reign of Christ, Revelation chapter 20. And he goes on to say, Israel, a rationale but very satanic strategy sustains this animosity each and every day. Ladies and gentlemen, the bottom line is the hatred for Israel, the hatred for the Jewish people, is because it's out of Israel that we have the Messiah, Yeshua Messiah, Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord.
Amen.
Pastor Davis, take a few minutes, talk with our audience today, kind of a wrap-up of what we talked about and what we need to do and how we need to stand up in these last days.
Well, basically, let us continue to take heart in the scripture, because God's word will never fail.
That's right.
It is the truth. We can base all of our hopes, our trust, our beliefs upon the promises of God. That entire book, I'm talking about the 66 books of scripture, are a promise to the believers.
That's right.
If you will accept it like that. Now, let me tell you, if you don't trust, if you don't believe it like that, it can't work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to believe. I was talking to my students last night in class about the book, the entire book of St. John.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times in that book that you don't find the word believe.
That's right.
And then you also find it with a participle, ing. Mm-hmm. Believing, that means a continuous belief and
right.
trust. So it doesn't mean that you believe in him one time for one thing. You got to continue believing in him all the time for everything.
Amen.
So listen, if we don't take this entire book as a promise and believe that God is going to come to our defense, going back to what you say, I've heard you say it many times on this broadcast, reading the book of Nehemiah where he said, our God shall fight for us.
Nehemiah 4:20.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So we have to continue reading this Bible and seeing that no matter how many times the enemy rises up, Satan doesn't have any better sense than to believe that he's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
He's already been defeated. But God has a way of setting him up for defeat.
That's right.
So what we have to realize, we're still on the winning side regardless
Amen.
Of what.
Amen.
Now, let's keep this in mind. On tomorrow, I believe I saw it on the news, that there's going to be an eclipse of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the scripture. Joel chapter 2, verses 30 through 32 says, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And listen at what he said, to seal us up, to give us hope that we can trust and believe in the promises of God.
Amen.
Verse 32 says, and it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call.
Amen.
Listen, that's a great prophecy.
That's right. And it's a prophecy of things to come, but we're seeing the foreshadowing of it.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Things have to happen mm-hmm. first in order for prophecy to come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not for us to fear, because our God is on our side.
We're to faith it, not fear it.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. So let us continue to trust in God
yes.
in the way that he wants us to trust, mm-hmm. so that when we call upon the name of the Lord, we will and we shall be delivered.
Amen. Amen. One of the things, ladies and gentlemen, there's four very brief bullet points I want to leave us with. We need to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Psalms 122:6. We must stand openly with Israel. God promises to bless those that stand with Israel. We must plan. We must plan for the days and the weeks and the months ahead. We must be resolute in our firm stand. Ephesians 6:13, having done all, stand. The fourth thing, ladies and gentlemen, we must be prepared and watchful. The day of the jihadist call is right now. We need to be planning on it. It's a dangerous thing. We need to be watchful. Stay out of crowds, stay safe, and keep looking up, lifting up our heads. Our redemption draweth nigh.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Praise the Lord.